Welcome to Digital Diaries, a podcast series about raising kids in the digital age. I'm Rona Renner, and I'm here talking with a colleague and family and individual therapist, Jason Brand.
Hi, Rona. I'm really glad to be here today talking about communication guidelines for kids ages 6 to 9. I have 2 young kids of my own, and so much of my work with families is about honing and building communication skills.
Well, just to recap from the ABG Digital Diaries study, there were 2,200 mothers around the world who had access to the internet, and they interviewed them and found that almost half of all 8 to 9-year-olds talk to friends on the internet. And the study also found that 16% of 6 to 9-year-olds have encountered behavior online that their parents would consider unpleasant or aggressive. You know, Jason, we know that unpleasant and aggressive behavior is a part of childhood. Are there differences when the playground becomes digital?
Definitely. The internet changes. It really changes our ability to protect our privacy and ensure safety. Mistakes are more permanent, and it's often difficult to feel empathy when we're not, you know, with face-to-face with people.
That's a really important point. There's a lot we do sometimes in email and other ways that we would do differently if we were looking at someone. And these differences mean that parents really can't rely on the same rules that were in place when they were growing up. And I think things are really, really different.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that raising a child in the digital age takes a different kind of parent involvement. You know, kids were the first ones here, so we really have to start from the bottom up and do some learning from them, and we talked about that in the last podcast. And sometimes being a parent requires, you know, a sort of eat your lima beans, top-down approach, but when we're learning from our kids, I think it's best to start from the bottom up and to actually learn from your child to set some limits.
I think that's a key point here, and when a child can actually teach you something, like about their online world, you can set limits from there from a place of knowledge rather than just from a place of fear. So it really is helpful to speak to your kids from the heart and really not talk about these issues when you're angry.
Yeah, and just some good tips about communication. You know, save the conversation for times when both you and your child feel calm. Start with your positive observations, you know, your empathy for what's going on for them, and then voice your concerns once you've sort of let them know that you're somebody they can go to. And speak so that it shows how interested in you are and what's on their minds.
Well, you know, I think that's very important in communication in general. But what happens online when you hear something mean? Like, what if you hear your 8-year-old daughter and her friend and they're playing online and they're laughing and you hear them say, Maria's parents won't let her sign up for an account. She doesn't get to do any of this. She's such a dork.
Yeah, well, I know. And it's just, you know, I mean, the knee-jerk reaction is just to go in and, you know, and teach the lesson.
Right. You're off the computer and you're banned from using it for a week.
Exactly. And I think the main thing is just to get all the information first, you know, really try to gather information in a way that your kid feels like they can really go to you. The last thing you want to do is give the message that the mistake was being overheard by mom and dad. You know, I mean, you really want kids to be able to say, oh, you know, my parents, they understand that these things happen. Now, when something goes wrong, like this is about exclusion, right? I mean, what are the values that you really want your child to understand about exclusion? What are probably the parts that they're trying to understand developmentally about being in and being out? That's really the place where the communication can happen. And then you can be in a better place to kind of teach your values.
Yeah, I think showing some empathy and also being able to ask your child even, like, has this ever happened to you? You know, have you been left out by any of your friends? And, you know, this is something that happens at your age, and let's think about it.
Yeah.
I think that's great, Jason. Really good. I think the analog versus digital divide requires us to find ways to stay connected. So we talk about connection a lot in these podcasts. What else about that?
Yeah, connection before correction, I think, is the way to go. Really connect. And, you know, and also to remember the computer can be a place where there's a lot of conflict. Find ways to connect when you're on the computer, you know, things that everybody likes doing, and find ways away from the computer to connect with your kids where you can have good times together.
And the same principles are online and offline that you're going to in terms of communicating and setting limits. What kinds of things are you asking here?
Yeah, same principles online and offline. Where are you going? Who are you going with? That things have limits, that manners are required, that there are certain things we do inside the house and certain things we don't say or do outside of the house. These are the kind of things that we just want to be teaching.
And I think it's important to coordinate your rules with the other adults who take care of your kids, like babysitters, grandparents. I think so you're saying have the right attitude, set the limits that you need to set based on your values, right?
Yeah.
And really communicate that with the other adults in their life.
Exactly. I mean, and then, you know, just for parents to face it. It's here. You know, this is the place where limits are going to be talked about. Have that attitude of, okay, we're going to take this up and we're going to think about it just like we think about other parts of our lives.
It's part of our lives. It's here to stay. We're in it for the long haul.
Yes.
All of those things are true. So we have to make time for fun and make sure that we're enjoying learning from our kids, like you said, knowing what they're up to, communicating our rules and limits, and also make sure you have time for old-fashioned fun, like going to parks, museums, and maybe even playing a board game.
Yes, yes, all that's really important.
So thank you so much, Jason Brand.
Thank you, Rona.
And thank you to AVG Technologies for your research and for providing valuable services and information to families.